I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to this week's Meditation for Health podcast. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening when you go to bed. It truly is a wonderful way to deepen your meditation practice and improve your life. In this week's podcast, I want to talk about earnestness, perhaps the most important concept or discipline I can teach you. But what do I mean by earnestness? I'd like to share my own life's story and how earnestness became such an important part of who and what I am. Many, many years ago, I was exposed to meditation. I was about 19 years old, so it's about 30 years ago. And though I understood how important meditation was, I really didn't get the bug or the desire to do it on a regular basis. I meditated, but not every day. And though, like I said, I knew meditation was good for me physiologically, sometimes days, sometimes weeks could go by without meditating at all. Then, I don't know how long it was after that initial exposure to meditation, someone taught me the importance of meditation for growth. And growth is something I have been clearly and deeply interested in my entire life. I think I was born with a desire to grow. And when I learned that meditation was perhaps the essential ingredient in growth, that it really helped your growth, I caught the bug, got on fire, and got earnest about meditating. And from that point on, I've pretty much consistently meditated twice a day, sometimes more, on a regular basis for now many, many years, decades. Meditation has really become the cornerstone of my life. I find it really helps me to grow, to be healthy, to be overall well, to be peaceful, and even to be happy. And the research studies out there show and demonstrate that meditation will change your brain and help you and I to be happier. But for me, it was a two-pronged process. One was, I had to first realize that meditation was a good experience because I meditated and I really enjoyed my meditation practice even from the beginning. I enjoyed meditating and meditated off and on a regular basis. But once I discovered how critically important meditation was for growth, and I was passionate and always have been passionate about growth, then I became earnest about my meditation practice. And it really has become a firm and solid foundation on which my daily life is built. So, earnestness is really the key to developing a practice that will work for you as meditation has worked for me. If, as of yet, you haven't found that key, perhaps it's happiness, you want to be happy, perhaps you're tired of lashing out at people, perhaps you just want to be peaceful, or perhaps like me, you really care about growth, or you may be more interested in it from the more Eastern tradition, which is of awakening, enlightenment, and the different words used in the East, nirvana. Whatever it is, once you find that meditation is something that you want to do, that's the first part of it. The next part is making it a priority. If you have truly decided that this is very, very important to you, and you want meditation to become, like myself, a central part of who you are, because you realize it is so critical to living a really healthy, happy, balanced life, then make time for it. Make it a priority. You have to let other things go and make meditation are really a key, a central part of who and what you are. You listen to this podcast every week. You read books on meditation. You meditate. You connect with people who are into meditation. You perhaps start your own meditation group or attend Elizabeth and my meditation retreats. But really, it becomes an essential part of who you are. And when that happens, you'll get the benefits of meditation. Again, getting back to my own case, I really dove into meditation when I learned about its ability to help you grow spiritually and emotionally. But the side benefit that I got was what the East does describe as that awakening, that sense of really being peaceful, living in the present moment throughout the day, even when I'm not meditating. I've been very blessed to have that experience, and I wasn't even looking for it. So you too may find that you get into meditation because you have high blood pressure and you want to reduce the blood pressure in your veins, or like myself, you want to grow, or you may be seeking to have an awakening where you're really learning to live 100% present in the moment. But because meditation has so many benefits to it, what you'll find is that you'll get the effects that you weren't even looking for. And I think you'll really like it. Why do people spend perhaps decades of their life in monasteries around the world, in silent retreats, trying to really develop the skill of meditation? It's because they've discovered how incredibly, incredibly powerful meditation is. It truly transforms your life right here, right now. I and other meditators around the world see the world differently. We experience the world differently. It's so much more alive, rich, peaceful, and just overall well. All is well. It's one of my earlier podcasts, guided meditations that I gave for you to listen to. But it's true. You really experience life as being well. Not that there aren't ups and downs, but even with the ups and downs, there's really a sense of all is well, even when the current circumstances aren't what you would like them to be. So again, if you really want to develop and experience the wonderful, infinite benefits of meditation, you have to be earnest about it. So you have to have a decision that meditation is something that's going to be a central part of who and what you are. It might mean that you join a monastery, but it doesn't have to. I don't, of course, live in a monastery. I'm married and have children, have a practice, have a TV show, have many things that I do, but I'm able to make meditation a very central part of who and what I am, even with all the different hats that I wear. Underneath the clothing, though, is my meditation earnestness, my meditation spirit, which truly is central to who and what I am right here, right now. So consider making meditation a bigger part of your life. Why there are so many advanced souls around the world who spend time meditating every day is because they've learned how incredibly transformative and wonderful meditation is. You too can join this crowd of people who have discovered the incredible benefits and beauty and wonders of meditation. It just takes earnestness. It may mean that sometimes when you're tired, you sit up and meditate for 20 minutes or half an hour. It may mean that you forgo some other activity so that you can meditate. It may mean that your next vacation is to a meditation retreat center so that you can have the experience of deepening your meditation practice because you're in such a rich meditative environment. But once you start meditating, once you really spend the time each and every day on a regular basis to meditate, what you'll find is you will probably, I say probably because of course there are exceptions, but you will probably get the bug of meditation and really want to make it a big part of who you are. When that happens, then it's important to spend time in the world of meditation. Make it a big part of who you are. Make it a big part of your life, and what you'll find is you'll reap the benefits of a regular meditation practice. But the key is you have to be earnest, because now you believe in the powerful and wonderful effects of meditation. Make it a big part of your life. So the two keys of earnestness are, first, believing in meditation, and then making it a very important part of your life throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the year, and throughout your life. I really think I can guarantee that you will love the benefits of making meditation a very large part of your life. I'd love to hear back from you when you find that to be true. You can email me at drpuff, D-R-P-U-F-F, at cox.net. And if you'd like to spend some time meditating with Elizabeth and I, please learn about our retreats at www.holisticretreats.tv. May you have a meditative week with lots of earnestness and meditation. Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. Peace.